Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia has Thanksgiving traditions like the oldest in the nation holiday parade and the parade of people at Cash's Bakery in South Philadelphia, which roasts turkeys in its brick oven. KYW's Tim Jimenez was there, but missing one thing.
My family said, oh, you should bring the turkey over. I can't do that because I'm on duty. There'd be too many logistical challenges for myself. But this is how it has worked for decades. You drop off your brined and seasoned turkey when the doors open at 6 o'clock. The Cash's crew then slides the bird into this huge brick oven they have here. Then you come back 5-6 hours later, you pick it up, you bring it home, you are all set for Thanksgiving. This is year three for someone I talked to from here in Philadelphia. His name is Curtis McAllister.
Flavor is outstanding, man. You can't beat this. I mean, last year I had brought a bird, and it was a little smaller than what it was this year. I didn't realize that the family gobbled that bird up so fast, 18 pounds is not going to get it when you got 20-something people coming over to eat.
Yeah, so Curtis learned his lesson. He now has a 21-pounder, and he says he's smartened up, John. No need to carry it from the car to the bakery. He actually brought a cart. He wheeled the turkey over. He is waiting in line right now with everybody else, and people are taking note of that. They're saying, that's a good idea. I'm going to bring a cart next year.
Unfortunately, not all of our news is so cheery. Four teenage students are shot and wounded in West Philadelphia, just a block away from Overbrook High School. KYW's Antoinette Lee reports this is just the latest gun violence incident affecting the city's youth.
The shooting happened right after school was let out early for Thanksgiving break. Officials say just minutes after that dismissal at 11:38 a.m., a group of students were standing outside of a beauty shop at 60th and Oxford when someone in an SUV drove down the street and began shooting out of that vehicle. Two 15-year-old girls and two 16-year-old boys were injured. They were taken to local hospitals. All of those victims suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds and are expected to physically recover. School officials, including Superintendent Tony Watling and safety advisor Kevin Bethel, were on the scene. They expressed outrage at the amount of gun violence happening in the city, particularly involving students.
It's not too long ago we're talking about Roxburgh. We've got to stop meeting like this. We've got to stop having these conversations. It's not a federal problem. It's not a state problem. It's a city problem. We're allowing people to walk around with guns and do whatever the hell they want to do in the city. And so we take on this problem and address this. We're going to continue to come here.
It's unclear if this was a targeted attack. Officials are still investigating. No arrests have been made. More than 230 kids have been shot in the city this year. 36 of those kids have died.
Authorities say they've arrested and charged one of the men wanted in connection with the home invasions and robberies of Temple University students earlier this month. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us the suspect in custody has a criminal record.
Police say Nasir Johnson was one of the two suspects to go inside, tie up students in the early morning hours, and rob them. The first incident happened November 11th around 6 in the morning near 15th and Thompson Streets, where officials say there were about a dozen people inside sleeping when 25-year-old Johnson and another male, not yet identified, broke in and herded the group into the basement and then stole cell phones, credit cards, and keys to a silver Lincoln. Most of the victims were Temple students. The second happened Monday around 6:15 in the morning. Detectives say Johnson and another broke into a home on 18th Street near Burks and forced the people inside to an upstairs bathroom. And that's when they say they then took computers, cell phones, a gun, and a car. The victims in that case ranged from ages 24 to 28 years old, and one was a Temple student. Johnson was on probation for prior convictions stemming from 2019 arrests. He negotiated a plea deal for aggravated assault and arson charges, sentenced to 11 and a half to 23 months in prison. He also has a gun and theft conviction. Johnson now faces criminal conspiracy, kidnapping, burglary, robbery, assault, and gun-related offenses. Investigators are still looking for the second male.
The Pennsylvania Senate will reconvene next week for further steps in the case against Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner after the state House voted last week to impeach him, accusing him of dereliction of duty as DA. Krasner will next be tried in the Senate. So State Senate Leader Jake Corman says the chamber will be called back next Tuesday and Wednesday for procedural measures, which will end at a summons issued to Krasner. He'll be required to respond by December 21st. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.